In this report brought to you by LDS Church. Officials at DIA think they have a handle on the inbound traffic situation. Yesterday, TSA-mandated checkpoints resulted in gigantic backups on Peña Boulevard. The airport's Steve Snyder says the checkpoints have been tweaked.
It's going much more smoothly right now. A big part of it is today's a lot slower travel day than yesterday was. And also relocating the checkpoints, having two separate checkpoints now, one on the west side and one on the east side of the terminal, has seemed to help as well.
Snyder says that with more checkpoints, less traffic, and fewer gawkers, folks should have an easier time getting into DIA today. Not all Christmas presents can be found under a tree, and some cause some pain. That's a lesson learned when visiting one of the 30 or so metro area offices of Comfort Dental, which is in its 20th year of providing free dental care to the needy on Christmas Eve morning. Dr. Aurora Sadler is with Comfort South Denver office.
We do services that just involve one visit. It's cleanings, extractions, fillings, things like that. You know, something that we can get done in one visit for the patients and usually relieve their pain.
Sadler says each office sees about 40 to 60 patients each Christmas Eve, with all offices providing an estimated combined $300,000 worth of free dental work. Most of the folks at the South Denver office seem pleased with Comfort services. However, one boy said thanks to the filling he just received, he wouldn't be able to enjoy Christmas dinner. Authorities in Adams County say they may wait until next year to make a decision about filing charges in the shooting of a 14-year-old boy. The boy was hit in the stomach by a .22-caliber bullet and was critically wounded. It happened at a slumber party early Monday morning. The three boys were looking at a .22-caliber rifle when it went off, shooting the boy. Police say the boy who was shot didn't live at the house, but the boy who does live there had a shotgun, a BB gun, and an air rifle in his room. A Colorado grand jury has indicted two couples in a meth case. It was announced yesterday that William and Linda Sessor and Michael and Joan Steiff were indicted for allegedly running a meth lab and that they were also selling their product while armed. Authorities say the couples mainly worked in Broomfield and Wheat Ridge, but they did go to other areas as well. Officials say the ring may have been working in the metro area for as long as 5 years. All four are facing felony charges, and they all have other drug convictions on their records. Air France has canceled three U.S.-bound flights today from Paris due to security concerns. A spokeswoman for Air France confirmed that a flight due to leave Paris at 7:35 a.m. Eastern Time for Los Angeles had been grounded for security reasons. Not clear where the other two flights that were canceled were due to arrive. Christmas Eve in Iraq has been anything but peaceful, with three separate incidents marring the holiday. The upper floors of a Sheraton hotel in Baghdad have been rocked by an explosion. A lot of foreigners and Westerners stay at the hotel, with one witness saying a rocket was fired from a car into the facility. It's not clear if there are any casualties. It's not the first instance of violence today in Baghdad. A trio of U.S. soldiers lost their lives earlier in a bomb blast north of Baghdad. In yet another incident, at least four people were killed in a suicide car bomb attack outside a government building in the northern Iraqi city of Arbil. The first reported case of mad cow disease in the U.S. is causing reactions across the globe. Mexico and Chile today joined Russia, Japan, and others in banning imports of U.S. beef. Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman reiterated today the case in Washington State is an isolated one. With a national TV audience, the Rose Parade could be a ripe target for terrorists. 500,000 people are expected to attend the annual New Year's Day event in Southern California. Pasadena Mayor Bill Bogard says that his city is at a very high state of vigilance, but he's confident that the parade and the Rose Bowl football game will occur without major problems.
Obviously, that's our goal, to have to show the world how to have a good time on January 1. We have a tradition and a practice of high security in the wake of Y2K and September 11.
Bogard was on CBS's early show. The U.S. is now under a code orange alert, second highest level on the nation's color-coded threat assessment scale. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld called the holiday terrorism threat serious. Stocks closed lower in a shortened trading day today. The Dow was down 36 points. NASDAQ Composite was off 5 points. The S&P 500 dropped a point. On the economic front, orders for durable goods took an unexpected dip last month. In sports, the holiday brings a few days off for Colorado's pro teams. Both the Avs and Nuggets will be back in action on Friday. Avs will be in St. Louis against the Blues. Nuggets welcome the Houston Rockets to the Pepsi Center. And on Sunday, the Broncos will wrap up their regular season in Green Bay against the Packers. Invite the spirit of Christmas into your home with Joy to the World, a free DVD from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For a copy, call 1-888-JOY-2003. Traffic in your exclusive exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
My name is Troy, and I met my fiance on eHarmony.com.
My name is Tom, and I met my fiance Brenda on eHarmony.com.
My name is Jack, and I met my wife Jennifer on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the thousands of eHarmony matches. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
Hi, my name's Daniel, and I found my fiance, Allison, at eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
KNRC News Time is 12:06. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is a service of Kohl's Department Store. Just a very quiet drive out there right now. We had an earlier accident on I-70 westbound at the Eisenhower Tunnel, but it's up and out of the way, so things are back to normal. It's just a real quiet drive. Get to Kohl's now for great last-minute gifts, plus save an extra 10% on everything every time you use your Kohl's charge. See store for details. Kohl's is open 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, give happy, get happy. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. High pressure dominating our area today, giving us lots of sun. Just a few clouds, temperatures above average, 57. Our average this time of year, 43. Later on tonight, partly cloudy, down to 26. Christmas Day, temperatures continue to be in the 50s, 52 with clouds and sun. And for Friday, just a few clouds, lots of sun again, high of 48. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 51 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now, the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, truth seekers. This is the Enid Goldstein program. 7.5 minutes after 12 noon, it's Wednesday, Christmas Eve, December 24th. My name is Jerome Davis. Glad to be here, sitting in Miss Goldstein's chair on this, what appears to be a rather bright and doesn't look like it's going to be a white Christmas, Christmas Eve afternoon here at AM 1150 KNRC. Hey, as my personal present to you the listener, first of all, the website is back up and operating, and you can re-spread the word that you can check us out crystal clear and static free on the internet at www.knrcradio.com. Check it out. Go there. You probably are getting some type of a, you know, computer, you know, laptop, a personal computer. You might be getting something like that for Christmas. So, you know, if you are getting it, you probably know you're getting it already. So you can break it out the box now and test it out and, you know, hook up your internet connection and check it out. knrcradio.com. Anyway, the gift, our gift to you today is to try to, you know, break off from the usual gloom and doom of politics and the world situation, international and domestic, and just all the usual negativity that we usually focus on, you know, such is the nature of talk radio. We'll try to make it a bit lighter and brighter and maybe a bit more musical, too. Our Christmas gift to you this Christmas Eve, 2003. We will be doing, you know, our regular news. And, of course, if you have anything you want to talk about, 303-382-1150. It's, you know, going to be a rather different day here and hope you enjoy it. 303-382-1150. As always, anything you want to talk about. And we will be doing news and more information-type things throughout the day. As a matter of fact, we have a Christmas news brief right here. The recent announcement that Donner and Blitzer have elected to take the early reindeer retirement package has triggered a good deal of concern about whether they will be replaced and about other restructuring decisions at the North Pole. Streamlining was appropriate in view of the reality that the North Pole no longer dominates the season's gift distribution market. Home shopping channels and mail order catalogs have diminished Santa's market share, and he could not idly sit by and permit further erosion of the profit picture. The reindeer downsizing was made possible through the purchase of a late-model Japanese sled for the CEO's annual trip. Improved productivity from Dasher and Dancer, who summered at the Harvard Business School, is anticipated and should take up the slack with no discernible loss of service. Reduction in reindeer will also lessen airborne environmental emissions, for which the North Pole has been cited and received unfavorable press. I am pleased to inform you and yours that Rudolph's role will not be disturbed. Tradition still counts for something at the North Pole. Management denies, in the strongest possible language, the earlier talk that Rudolph's nose got that way not from the cold, but from substance abuse. Calling Rudolph a lush who was into the sauce and never did pull his share of the load was an unfortunate comment made by one of Santa's helpers and taken out of context at a time of year when he is known to be under executive stress. This is AM 1150 KNRC. Your calls as usual, 303-382-1150.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Nose down, Rudy. Hang your nose and cry. You know Dasher and Prancer and Vixen, but what do you know about Rudolph and his nose? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. The red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
Oh yeah, you're at the right place. AM 1150 KNRC, Ella Fitzgerald, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. It did not get that way from substance abuse, despite what you may have heard. December 24th, 2003, on this day back in history, December 24th, other Christmas Eves in history, on December 24th, 1814, the War of 1812 officially ended. The United States and Britain signed a treaty ending the War of 1812. In 1851, on December 24th, fire devastated the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., destroyed about 35,000 books. And on this day, December 24th in 1865, several veterans of the Confederate Army formed a private social club in Pulaski, Tennessee. The gentleman called the club the Ku Klux Klan. AM 1150, KNRC, your calls as usual, 303-382-1150. It's Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Down the chimney about a half past three. There were all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure been good to me. Well, I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree.
AM 1150, KNRC, Merry Christmas, baby. Charles Brown. It's kind of a different thing here at AM 1150. It's Christmas Eve, and this is our gift to you. Kind of taking a break from the regular gloom, doom, and, you know, wailing and gnashing of teeth that usually happens here at KNRC during the talk shows. Such is the nature of talk radio. But we can still discuss whatever it is you'd like to talk about. 303-382-1150 is the number to call with your comments. Perhaps you have some Christmas memories from Christmases past that you'd like to share with the audience. Perhaps you'd like to tell us about your worst Christmas ever. I can tell you about my worst Christmas ever. It was 1988, and I was in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a weird place during Christmas. First of all, at least it was in 1988. I haven't spent a subsequent Christmas in Los Angeles, but Christmas of 1988 in Los Angeles was a rather weird experience. Nice and overcast every day, you know, temperatures in the 50s and maybe in the upper 30s at night. There is a noticeable decrease in population because everyone, it seems, goes back to where they're from during Christmas. Hence, I guess that's why we have all these crowds at airports and other transportation facilities. But in Los Angeles, you could tell there was a noticeable decrease in population. And it was just a very sad Christmas for yours truly. You know, a lot of things happened. And I don't know, it culminated in me sitting in a movie theater Christmas Eve night watching Arnold Schwarzenegger's The Running Man. That's the kind of Christmas it was. It could be a rather sad Christmas for sales merchants, it would appear, according to a story in the USA Today. Sluggish results from the biggest shopping weekend of the year might signal one of the biggest holiday sales disappointments in years. Walmart, the world's biggest retailer and a barometer of retail health, reiterated a few days ago that sales for December are tracking at the low end of its forecast for 3-5% growth. Likewise, Target reported that last week's sales were below its plan for 5-7% growth in December. Electronic retailers, however, better known as e-tailers, if you will, cut off last year's holiday shopping season by mid-December. Free upgrades to two-day sites this year provided incentive for shoppers. Off-price e-tailer SmartBargains.com, which accepted orders guaranteed for Christmas delivery, their sales were up. As a matter of fact, they had a unit, a CD system, that was their top-selling item, normally selling for, well, I forget the normal price, but it was selling for $70. It was a 53% savings on that particular item. So, the moral of the message is, for those of you who have waited for the last minute to do the Christmas shopping thing, it may be worthwhile. There may be some great bargains and items for you waiting for you out there. But if you're like me, for whom Christmas shopping wasn't an option in the first place, you're in the right place right now. Stick tight, listen to the music, and call us, if you will. 303-382-1150. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Talk that stimulates your mind. AM 1150. AM 1150 KNRC.
Mom, I'm going out.
Not so fast, young man.
But, Mom.
Just step into this protective bubble suit.
No, Mom.
Look, it's got a hood.
I'm going to look like a dork.
Hun, there are cold germs out there. You could catch them and give them to us.
But haven't you heard of Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues?
They've got three germ-blocking layers to help keep germs where they belong.
So that's a no on the suit?
No. Can I go out?
Thank goodness for Kleenex Tissue.
Maybe Bubble World will take it back.
When the gas light comes on in your car, do you tap it to try to turn it off? When you get a flat tire, do you drive around hoping it will reinflate? No. But right now, you could be ignoring a battery problem, which is why there's DieHard Express, only at Sears Auto Center. DieHard Express is more than a battery service. It's a complete checkup for your car's electrical system. Our experts will look for common problems, and if it's the battery, we'll install a new DieHard, America's most preferred battery.
DieHard Express. Sears. Good life. Great price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you stumped on what to buy that special someone for the holidays this year? Your special someone could meet Her Majesty Queen Noor of Jordan, retired General Tommy Franks, and business advocate Steve Forbes. Tickets are on sale now at www.distinguishedlectureseries.com and make a unique holiday gift. Series tickets start at only $50 and are available at distinguishedlectureseries.com. The KeyBank Denver Lecture Series is a program of junior achievement and sponsored by AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150 KNRC, Wednesday, December 24th, better known as Christmas Eve 2003. Thank you very much for being there, and thank you to Fred, who decided to give us a call. Fred has a question for us. You still there, Fred?
Yeah, Jerome, thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks for making the call.
When I was a child, we weren't very rich. We used to go to the Salvation Army quite often. I picked up a record player and few little records,
mm-hmm.
right about Christmas time, just before Christmas, and one of them was a little song that I heard, and it's a pretty good question that kind of goes with what we're having here in Denver this year,
yeah.
And it kind of goes like this: if it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Santa going to use his sleigh? Will there be a bus that'll pick him up and take him on his way? And that's all I remember of the song. Maybe by next year you might be able to locate that record.
Give me one more verse again, Fred. Just give it to me one more time so we can make some lyrical notes here.
Okay. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how is Santa going to use his sleigh? Will there be a bus that'll pick him up and take him on his way?
Would this be a male individual singer? Was this a group? Was this female singer?
It was just a single male.
A single male. And
yeah.
Can you give us a rough estimate on the year?
Oh, man, that was like back in the mid to late 50s.
Okay. All right. Well, it's out there. We'll see what kind of response we get.
Okay.
All right, Fred. Thanks for the call.
Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Same to you, Fred. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
303-382-1150. It's the Christmas Eve version, and contact us if you think you might know the song that Fred was kind enough to call us up and give us a few bars of. If you think you might know what it is, 303-382-1150. It's Christmas Eve at AM 1150 KNRC. AM 1150 KNRC, John Coltrane and his quartet, Greensleeves. What child is this? You know the tune, yeah. 303-382-1150, that's the number for the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program here at KNRC. Jerome Davis sitting in on this Christmas Eve 2003 for Enid Goldstein, trying to make it a bit different for you on Christmas Eve instead of the usual, you know, political mishmash and all of that kind of stuff. Try to keep it kind of Christmassy for you if we can. Part of that, we can tell you what it's like in other places around the world on Christmas Eve. As you well know, not everybody celebrates Christmas the way we celebrate Christmas here in America. At least, you know, I'm pretty sure that should be a familiar thing with everybody. One of the places where they do it quite differently, my friends, is Japan. Yeah, there are no chestnuts roasting by open fires in Japan at Christmas, and chimneys to hang stockings by are few and far between. It's not even a holiday in this non-Christian nation, and school children, at least in Tokyo, will be trudging off to get their report cards. That's right. School children in Tokyo will be going to school today. Or it probably is yesterday, right, in Tokyo. Anyway, Christmas lights and decorations on private homes, however, are going strong. Perhaps it's all an effort to chase away the shadows of economic gloom that have hovered over the Japanese nation for about a decade. Twinkling lights on trees, lights in the shape of reindeer, and blinking lights nestled in artificial pine boughs are gracing ordinary Japanese homes in growing numbers. According to a survey, 47% of people plan to put up Christmas lights in Japan, up from 43% the year before. Other informal surveys suggest the practice has become much more common in recent years. Unlike venerable Japanese traditions such as the tea ceremony, there is no prescribed way to put up Christmas lights, which is a big part of their appeal in Japan. Businesses are also finding that elaborate Christmas displays bring seasonal cheer as people flock to admire and spend. Japan also has a few homegrown Christmas traditions. For one thing, it's long been an occasion for couples rather than families with romantic dinners for two, preferably at a Western restaurant, the celebration of choice along with an exchange of gifts. Sad young people without a partner sometimes gather together and they have what they call consolation parties in Japan. Another thing in Japan about Christmas time, Kentucky Fried Chicken does a booming business in Japan, and many stores have sales of 4 or 5 times higher than usual. Around 1971, managers noticed that foreigners who couldn't find turkey were coming in to buy chicken for their Christmas meal, and Kentucky Fried Chicken just started to promote it. So Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's a big deal in Japan on Christmas. 303-382-1150 is the number. We have Wendy. Wendy on a cell phone. Wendy has an interesting occurrence, I do believe. Hello?
Hello, Jerome?
Yes, Wendy.
Hi.
Howdy.
I just had an interesting experience. I know last week talking the other people on the radio were discussing homelessness.
Yep.
I was grocery shopping, and when I walked out of the grocery store and headed towards my car, a little boy about 9 years old came to me, and he said to me, "Ma'am, do you have any change or any money I could borrow?
Mm-hmm.
Our car ran out of gas." I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Well, where's your family?" And he said, "Well, my dad's sitting over there on the bench." And I said, "He has you doing this?" He said, "Yes, ma'am."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, how about if I buy you guys some food rather than give you money, because I just spent all my money grocery shopping and I don't have anything left to give you." And he said, "No, ma'am, I don't need any food. I just need some money." And, you know, it broke my heart that this child was out there doing this. And also it left me, well, if I give him money, is dad over there going to go get a bottle or is he going to use it on drugs?
Mm-hmm.
And when he refused the food that I had to offer, you know, it left me, you know, like that.
Well,
I didn't know what to do.
Well, that sounds like a scam, Wendy, in my opinion. It does sound like a scam, but I mean, we can't paint everybody with the same brush, and you know, and I really don't know what to comment on that. You know, it sounds like a scam, but you know, not everybody is out there for nefarious reasons.
Sure, yeah. And I felt so bad for this 9-year-old boy doing what his daddy asked him to do. It just broke my heart.
Well, kids,
and I just felt like I'd share that.
Well, we do thank you for calling up and sharing. You know, what can we say? There are a lot of unfortunate situations out there. One thing a kid can't do, that's choose their parents, at least
that's
for
right.
the most part. So.
That's right. But yeah. I do want to tell you that I love you when you're on the show and hope you come to KNRC permanently.
I'm doing my best, Wendy. And thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
303-382-1150. This is AM 1150 KNRC. Now, straight to the KNRC newsroom, it's Tim McLaughlin.
Thanks, Jerome. Partly cloudy, 50 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Albertsons. Officials at DIA have made some changes to the TSA-mandated security checkpoints to help traffic flow more smoothly today. Plus, with less traffic at the airport today, we're not seeing the huge backups that we had on Pena Boulevard yesterday. Colorado State Treasurer Mike Kaufman has a plan to help the state bring in visitors. Kaufman says he wants to sell about $80 million in unclaimed stocks and bonds being held by the state. He'd then take the proceeds, put them in a trust fund, and use the interest to push tourism in Colorado. Frontier Airlines has joined up with Operation Hero Miles to help troops on leave get home for free. The organization gets donations of frequent flyer miles to give to those military personnel coming home on leave from Afghanistan and Iraq. In sports, Colorado's pro teams are enjoying a few days off for the holidays. Both the Nuggets and Avs will be back in action Friday. Nuggets will play host to the Houston Rockets. The Avs travel to St. Louis to face the Blues. Shop Albertson's Buy One, Get Two Free sale now through Christmas Eve with Swanson Broth, Peel and Eat Shrimp Rings, 35mm film, and more. Albertsons helping make your life easier. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:36.
Belcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Belcaro was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Belcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Belcaro offers 1.5-ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Belcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leedsdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at belcaro.com.
KNRC News Time is 12:37. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by 1-800-DRIVERS. Just a really nice drive out there. You will see a little bit of slowing as you make your way to the airports, and also all the malls are looking very full today. A lot of procrastinators out there. Whether you're a driver in need of a driving job or a company in need of drivers, call 1-800-DRIVERS or on the web at 1-800-DRIVERS.com. The number one source for drivers is 1-800-DRIVERS. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC Traffic.
Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We're going to see lots of sun through the end of the work week. Thanks to high pressure, we have lots of sun today. Just a few clouds topping out at an above average 57 degrees. Our average this time of year, 43. Later on tonight, just a few clouds down to 26. For Christmas Day, temperatures staying in the 50s, 52 with clouds and sun. And for Friday, drop into the 40s, still above average, 48 degrees and partly cloudy. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150, KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 51 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:38. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150, KNRC.
LendingTree.com presents today's home mortgage tip. It's true what they say in real estate. Location, location, location. If you're a first-time home buyer, be sure to buy the right house in the right neighborhood. This way, no matter how bad the market gets, you can always sell for good value. Look specifically at the quality of the schools. That usually determines the quality of your location. Don't aim straight for lower taxed areas. Low taxes may mean low services. This message was brought to you by LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win.
You know, I used to wonder why our real estate agent only showed us this condo in the daytime.
No, did you?
Okay, people, it's 9 o'clock. Let's get ready to party!
I don't wonder anymore!
Yeah, mystery solved.
Want to find the right real estate agent for you? At LendingTree.com, you choose from up to 4 agents certified by LendingTree and get up to a $2,000 gift card. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
KNRC Market Watch.
Twas the night before Christmas, and no one was buying stocks today. Markets did close in the red in a shortened trading day. Let's take a look at those numbers. The Dow Industrials fell 36 points to 10,305. The NASDAQ lost about 6 points to 1969. and the S&P 500 slid 2 points to 1,094. Not many folks on the trading floor today, and volume was predictably light. Fewer than a half billion shares changed hands at the NYSE, where winning stocks held a slight edge over the losers. McDonald's ate a hole in the Dow today. It was the biggest loser on the index as traders dumped the stock on fears over mad cow disease. McDonald's lost over a dollar and a quarter. Wendy's fell nearly $2. Outback Steakhouse down $2 and change, but there were some winners, namely chicken producers. For instance, Pilgrim's Pride rose 11%. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNIC.
This is AM 1150 KNRC, the Staple Singers. Who took the Mary out of Christmas? I'll leave that one to you. 303-382-1150 for those of you who wish to correspond with us in an oral manner, if you will. We're still taking your calls. This is the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program. Enid's somewhere out there in the great beyond. Jerome Davis, glad to be sitting in for her on this Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2003. And sitting here, we've been discussing what would make some nice and somewhat unusual Christmas gifts. You may want to consider, how about this, a Powerball ticket. That's right. The jackpot is at least $137 million. The drawing will be this evening, Christmas Eve. So you might, you know, you could run out. You know, it's easy, it's quick, something you can do, run out. But I would imagine a few people may have reservations with regard to giving someone a lottery ticket, especially one that could potentially possibly be worth $137 million, because you never, never know, do you? Can you imagine you give somebody a lottery ticket for a Christmas present and it just happens to be one of those winning ones? Lawyers would have a field day with that one, wouldn't they? But you'd probably, you know, fall back on your innate benevolence and say, oh, that's okay, I'm glad you won. That's what I hoped would happen when I gave you the ticket. Yeah, right. So perhaps you might want to reconsider that, right? buying a lottery ticket for someone for Christmas. Of course, they might not exactly win the grand prize. You know, they might win one of the lesser prizes. And you know, still, that's cool, too, depending upon which prize it is, of course. But, you know, for an unusual gift, you might want to consider a Powerball ticket for someone on your Christmas list this year. And the drawing is tonight, and it'll be at least $137 million. The Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program, ladies and gentlemen. This coffee, you know, I'm not normally a coffee drinker, and they got some nice strong stuff over there. Some people were kind enough. Where were those gentlemen from, by the way? Okay, then I can say that because they came and did it out of the goodness of their hearts. Starbucks Coffee came up here and gave us the, you know, Java motherlode, if you will, all kinds of good brews and accompaniments, and we thank them very much. Starbucks Coffee coming to KNRC on Christmas Eve and bestowing us with some very fine gifts. We thank you very much. You can call us about virtually anything at all you want to talk about. 303-382-1150. It's the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program on AM 1150 KNRC.
Santa Claus. Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me? That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking. I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today. But I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the car. One beacon I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus.
Yep, that's him, Louis Armstrong. Is that you, Santa Claus? AM 1150, KNRC, 303-382-1150 if you wish to correspond with us here on the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program. You know, we have to consider those who may not be experiencing the greatest of Christmases this year. One of those people might be Steve Bartman. You do remember Steve Bartman, don't you? Steve Bartman is the guy who will forever live in infamy among Cub fans the universe over. Steve Bartman is the guy who interfered with Moises Alou during that fateful playoff game between the Cubs and the Florida Marlins this past baseball season back in October. He's the guy who reached out and interfered with Alou and caused him to not catch a foul ball that he possibly could have caught, which may have ended a budding rally, which eventually led to the imminent debacle of the Chicago Cubs. Yes, Steve Bartman is that guy. who reached over and interfered with the foul ball. Do you think Steve Bartman can possibly watch the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life, without putting himself in Jimmy Stewart's shoes? Can Bartman even imagine how different his life would have been if he had not touched that foul ball on October 14th, the night he morphed from an anonymous suburbanite into a living symbol of 95 years of Cub futility? Bartman's solitary act of unsuccessfully trying to catch a foul ball, witnessed by some 40,000 fans at Wrigley Field and an estimated 19.4 million television viewers in the U.S. alone, became an instant classic. Well, Bartman's name is back again in the news, and just in time for the holidays. The infamous ball he may or may not have prevented Moises Alou from catching in the eighth inning of Game 6 of the National League Championship Series sold at an auction last week for $106,000, apparently as part of a publicity stunt for Harry Caray's restaurants. The buyer, restaurant manager Grant DePorter, plans to destroy the ball February 26th of next year in an effort to achieve closure to the episode. What all this means is an attorney who refuses to divulge his name gets the fortune, and Bartman gets more fame that he just does not want, along with all the celebrity headaches that may go with it. Now, he may want to thank the Cubs, by the way, for authenticating the ball that deflected off his hands, launching him into his new life as a Mr. Cub fan, if you will. They didn't have to do it, and some in the organization argued against doing it. But when the Cubs gave the auction house their seal of approval, they became enablers in the sad story of an ordinary person forced to change his life for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Steve Bartman's foul ball worth $106,000, and they plan to destroy it on February 26th. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150.
Overload. Pleasure overload.
KNRC.
In a perfect world, you wouldn't spend Christmas Eve running around the mall. You'd only run home. But the world isn't perfect, so there's Walgreens. Open Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and more than 1,000 locations open 24 hours, with last-minute gifts and stocking stuffers you need to get in and out and on with the holiday season. That's life. This is Walgreens.
Through Saturday, selected fragrance gift sets are 50% off Walgreens' everyday low price.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Now is your chance to eliminate late fees on your unpaid Denver parking tickets. When you pay your outstanding parking tickets by December 31st, all late fees will be waived. Pay your tickets online at www.denverpvb.com, by phone at 303-296-2595, or stop in the first floor atrium of the Webb Municipal Office Building at 201 West Colfax. But hurry, the Denver Parking Ticket Late Fee Amnesty Program ends December 31st.
Time for an oil change. Buy 6 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil at AutoZone and get a bottle of Max Life Fuel System Cleaner for free after mail-in rebate. See store for details. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Dr. Yuki hosts the exciting The Wild and Wacky World of Pets and Animals, airing live Saturdays at 2 p.m. on KNRC. The show is a zany, fast trip into the hilarious and fascinating world of animals. Learn unusual facts about the critters with which we share our world. Callers can win prizes during the Pet Trivia Challenge, and lots of fun is in store. Don't miss the fast-paced, action-packed hour of fun and hilarity with Dr. Yuki and The Wild and Wacky World of Pets and Animals, Saturdays at 2 on KNRC.
Yeah. Swinging like a blue ornament on a Christmas tree, the Vince Guaraldi Trio, O Tannenbaum. AM 1150 KNRC, you are 1 hour into the Christmas Eve version of the Enid Goldstein program. My name is Jerome Davis, Enid Goldstein. We'll be back right here in this chair beginning Monday of next week. Things get somewhat back to normal here at AM 1150. Enid Goldstein, she'll be here. Noon to 3, Monday through Friday on KNRC. Enid Goldstein returning this Monday. Jerome Davis, I'm sitting here with Jordan Lyles and Casey Fager. They're on the other side of the glass helping us to sound as good as we, I'm sure we are sounding. We'll be doing more of the Christmas Eve thing when we come back on the other side of news. Coming just up on 1 o'clock this afternoon, this Wednesday afternoon, December 24th. Christmas Eve, you might want to do the internet thing so you can get the sound quality as good as it's going to get in the next hour. KNRCRadio.com, you will join us after news, won't you?
KNRC 1150.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Inglewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 53 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by LDS Church. Traffic going into Denver International Airport is better today than yesterday. Airport spokesman Steve Snyder explains how the traffic is flowing now through the checkpoints.
For people who are familiar with the airport, as you make that turn toward the terminal there on Peña Boulevard, and you see the two big signs that guide you toward either the terminal east or the terminal west, the checkpoints are now actually set up beyond those signs so that the vehicles have actually made the decision going either east or west. So we've essentially divided the vehicles in half, half essentially in one checkpoint and half in the other.
The checkpoints were mandated by the TSA when the national terror threat level was raised on Sunday. Snyder says that the situation is being helped today by less traffic and fewer gawkers as well. A man from Grand Junction has had what hopefully will be the worst day of his life. According to authorities, the 37-year-old man was shot in the head Monday night and was left for dead on some railroad tracks. A train came along the track, caught the man, dragging him around 30 yards before train engineers saw him and stopped the train. To their surprise, he came out from under the train on his own. He is in serious condition at a Grand Junction hospital. Officials have already arrested a man they say probably shot the man. James Duran of Palisade is in the Mesa County Jail on suspicion of attempted first-degree murder and first-degree assault. Frontier Airlines has joined up with Operation Hero Miles to help troops on leave get home for free. The organization gets donations of frequent flyer miles to give to those military personnel coming home on leave from Afghanistan and Iraq. There are now 13 airlines helping the organization. And with the 1.5 million miles Frontier and the other airlines and travelers have donated, they have enough to give 12,700 round-trip flights. For the 20th year, the 30 or so offices of Comfort Dental are providing free dental care to the needy on Christmas Eve. Dr. Aurora Sadler at the South Denver office of Comfort Dental quantifies the free services provided by Comfort's metro offices.
Last year, we did somewhere between $200,000 and $300,000. Yes, $1,000 worth of work. And this year it seems like we're probably going for a record year because last year we probably averaged 40 to 60 patients per office, and I think this year we're going to go somewhere around 80.
Tammy Rose, visiting Comfort Dental with her 8-year-old daughter, says this free dental help is huge.
This is a wonderful Christmas present, both. Well, they're both to me because then I don't have to pay for hers to get done, and I can get my teeth cleaned, too.
Most of the folks at the South Denver office seem pleased with Comfort services. However, one boy says thanks to the filling he just received, he's going to have a tough time enjoying Christmas dinner. Three flights bound to airports in the United States from Paris have been canceled amid security concerns. At least one of the Air France flights was to depart this morning for Los Angeles. The French Prime Minister's office has stated that the flights were canceled based on information from the U.S.-France anti-terrorism effort. The cancellations come at a time when the United States terror threat level is at orange or high and gives more weight to a Washington Post report that said U.S. intelligence was particularly concerned about terror threats posed by foreign airports and airliners. There's no immediate word of any injuries or deaths following an apparent attack on a Sheraton hotel in Baghdad, where many Westerners stay. Reports from the Iraqi capital suggest that either a mortar round or a rocket struck the building. Earlier in the day, three U.S. soldiers died in a bomb blast north of Baghdad, and a suicide car bomber killed himself and four others in northern Iraq. U.S. agriculture officials are trying to quell fears as they investigate the nation's first suspected case of mad cow disease. They say the risk to humans is extremely low and that the recall of more than 10,000 pounds of beef from a Washington state meat company is being done merely as a precaution. Just in time for Christmas, hundreds of U.S. soldiers are coming home today on leave. Army Corporal Thaddeus McCall from High Point, North Carolina, just got back from Iraq. He says he's looking forward to his grandmother's home cooking.
She's just an awesome cook. She makes the best. I don't even know what kind of cakes they are. They just like melt in your mouth as soon as you taste it. I'm getting too happy thinking about that cake.
The military's rest and recreation program began in September. Since then, hundreds of soldiers have returned every day on 15-day leave. They have mainly been returning to Baltimore Washington International Airport. A holiday shortened trading session ended with stocks in negative territory today after six straight days of gains for the blue chips. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 36 points. The S&P 500 lost 2 points. The Nasdaq slipped 6 points. In sports, Colorado's pro teams off for the holiday with the Nuggets getting back on the court at the Pepsi Center Friday against the Houston Rockets. The Avs head to St. Louis on Friday to play the Blues. The Denver Broncos will wrap up their regular season in Green Bay against the Packers this Sunday. Denver coach Mike Shanahan told reporters today that neither running back Clinton Porter or right guard Dan Neal will be in Sunday's game. Invite the spirit of Christmas into your home with Joy to the World, a free DVD from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For a copy, visit joy.mormon.org. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
The following conversation is real. It took place on April 1st, 2003, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber.
OnStar Center, this is Jeff.
I would like to activate my phone.
Right now, it looks like it has been activated. And are you familiar how to make a call?
No.
All right, let me explain it to you. Whenever you get ready to place a call, there's a white dot button.
Right, it's got a green light flashing right now.
Yeah, right beside it. Whenever you get ready to place a call, you'll press that button, and the system's going to say OnStar ready. You're going to say the word dial.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free, voice-activated cellular phone built into OnStar-equipped vehicles. So if your cell phone is forgotten, out of range, or has a low battery, you'll have the backup you need to make and receive important calls from the road just in case. Many Chevrolet cars and trucks are among the 51 GM models available with OnStar. OnStar Personal Calling is available in most markets. To learn more, visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com.
I think that's it for now till I see how I like it. My brother's got it. He said, don't you dare buy a vehicle without it.
Good to hear.
Thank you so much.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Albertsons, and not a lot going on. You're going to see a little bit of a delay heading out to the airports, of course, and all the malls are going to be a little bit heavy for you. Watch for some congestion out there, all those procrastinators. Shop Albertsons, buy one, get two free sale now through Christmas Eve with Swanson Broth, Peel and Eat Shrimp Rings, 35mm film and more. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC Traffic.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A dry and mild Christmas, but a cool down coming with maybe some snow over the weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds today, we'll be near 60 for our high, down to about 25 for the low Christmas Eve. Partly cloudy Christmas Day with a high of 52. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 53 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
7.5 minutes after 1 o'clock, Wednesday, December 24th, 2003. It's the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein Program. My name is Jerome Davis. You can contact us if you want. You know the number? 303-382-1150.
There's a candle in the window. There's a legend we believe. Santa hears our plea. You can bet that he wouldn't miss a Christmas Eve. There's a stocking on the fireplace. There are presents to receive. And there's mistletoe where each Romeo steals a kiss on Christmas Eve. In the corner on a table, underneath a shining star, is the holy Christmas stable and three wise men from afar. All this holiday contentment, all this love should never leave. We'd be doing right if we made each night more like Christmas Eve. This love should never leave. We'd be doing right if we made each night more like Christmas Eve.
That's what's happening, boys and girls. AM 1150, KNRC, Billy Eckstein. Recorded in Los Angeles in the summer, I believe, of 1953. Christmas Eve. It's the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program, trying to get a bit Christmassy around here instead of the usual stuff that we, hammer at each other about, war and pestilence and doom and all that other good stuff. We're trying to take it into a Christmas mode for you here on December 25th, Christmas Eve. Santa's in the air somewhere. I think you can track him via computer with the help of NORAD and your internet service provider, whoever that might be. For those of you who don't, trust the fact that Santa might be coming to your house, you can, I don't know how you would flag him down or signal him to come your way if you were to detect that he was going past your house, but with the help of NORAD, you can at least keep track of old Saint Nick. And contact him by whatever means you can. On this date, December 24th, back in 1906, rather apropos, Canadian physicist Reginald A. Fessenden became the first person to broadcast a music program over the radio. He was in Brant Rock, Massachusetts when he did it. Canadian Reginald Fessenden becoming the first person to broadcast music over the radio. That happened Christmas Eve, December 24th, 1906. On December 24th, 1943, 60 years ago today, President Franklin Roosevelt appointed General Dwight D. Eisenhower Supreme Allied Commander. It was all a part of Operation Overlord, and we know that led to the invasion of Normandy. President Roosevelt appointing General Eisenhower Supreme Allied Commander 60 years ago today, December 24th, 1943, and a mere 35 years ago today, 1968 to be specific, the Apollo 8 astronauts, while they were orbiting the moon, read passages from the Old Testament book of Genesis during a Christmas Eve television broadcast. Apollo 8 broadcasting from the moon in 1968. On this day, December 24th. Christmas not the same everywhere, obviously. One of the places where Christmas may never be the same, or at least not for a long while. As a matter of fact, it could be better. That place would be Baghdad. Baghdad, yes, we don't think of Christians when we think of Baghdad, but they're there. As a matter of fact, this comes to us from the FinancialTimes.com. One of the embedded reporters in Baghdad, Mr. Peter Spiegel, reports, one of Father Peter Haddad's favorite times of the day, at least before the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, was the morning drive to his parish church, Our Lady of the Rosary, near the University of Baghdad. To Christians like Father Peter, who is Chancellor of Iraq's Chaldean Catholic Church, in addition to his parish duties, the first Christmas after the fall of Saddam Hussein is one of frayed nerves. Church leaders, religious party officials, and ordinary Christians in Baghdad almost all express a worry that their religion will make them targets in a new Iraq. Midnight masses, once a staple of Christmas Eve for Chaldeans, an ancient Catholic sect aligned with Rome, have been canceled for security reasons. Smaller Christian groups, like Syrian Catholics, have followed suit. One local church official cites the preachings of Mokara al-Sarir, a fiery young Shia cleric, insisting he has called for the conversion of all Christians to Islam. William Warder, who's a senior official in the Assyrian Democratic Movement, which is an umbrella political group for Iraq's Christians, notes that attacks on Christian-owned businesses such as liquor stores and women's hair salons have been reported across Baghdad and in the northern town of Mosul. In the absence of recent census data, it is impossible to estimate the size of the Christian minority with any accuracy. Leaders of Christian-oriented political parties insist that there are more than 1 million out of a total population of about 26 million. Under Mr. Hussein's regime, Christians were allowed to practice openly and played an active role in normal civic life. Tariq Aziz, the former deputy minister now in U.S. custody, is a Chaldean Catholic. But such freedoms were limited. Christian religious schools were regularly closed, and any expression of Assyrian nationalism and ethnicity, which many Iraqi Christians claim, was harshly repressed. Christmas, not the same everywhere, and definitely not the same in Baghdad. 303-382-1150, that is the number if you wish to correspond with us in an oral manner. And Fred, out in Aurora, has called us up. You still there, Fred?
Merry Christmas, Jerome.
How you doing?
I'm doing quite well.
Okay.
Listen, you mentioned the Christians in Baghdad.
Yeah.
I also remind you about the Christians in Palestine.
They're
all also under Israeli occupation.
Exactly. I got a piece here about the Christians in Palestine, and believe it or not, I was going to get to that a little later, but you're right.
I just want to wish them a Merry Christmas also, and I hope that the United States turns around now and tries to take care of the oppressed people everywhere, including the Palestinians.
Okay. You're for maybe perhaps another preemptive strike, maybe?
Well, I don't. You know we're not going to attack Israel.
Okay.
But I wish they'd stop this blind support of Israel no matter what they do.
I understand where you're coming from, Fred. Thanks for the call. Merry Christmas. 303-382-1150 for those of you who wish to talk to us. It's the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein Show, and you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. better watch out. The Bill Evans Trio is telling you why Santa Claus, allegedly, presumably, is coming to town. 21 minutes after 1 o'clock, it is Christmas Eve. You are listening to AM 1150 KNRC. We've got Bernie. Bernie has graciously decided to give us a call on this Christmas Eve. You still there, Bernie?
I'm a gracious guy.
Obviously.
Happy Christmas holiday to you.
Thank you. Same to you, Bernie.
Your last caller was describing what I think he was alluding to as being an uneven-handed approach that the United States has taken in the Palestinian-Israeli affair, and that on Christmas he had hoped that Palestinian Christians would be given a better deal.
Yeah, he did kind of allude to that.
And
yeah.
You said, I know where you're coming from. Well, uh-huh. I would like to tell you that my family are Israeli.
Okay.
They have a small factory in Tel Aviv where most of their sewers and their manager is Palestinian and has not been able to come to work. And we're... they hold a medical clinic for their Palestinian friends so that their children can get medical care, which they don't get in Palestine mm-hmm. or the Palestinian-held territories, because the people who are leading the Palestinians have a self-serving interest. They're disingenuous when it comes to their own people. And we should say thank God for Israel, because what comes out of Israel is benevolence and is an... what could be an opportunity, a great opportunity, for the wonderful Palestinian people. But the leaders, like Yasser Arafat, okay. he's really not interested in his people. He's interested in his own ass, and that's what he wants to preserve.
And so
when you talk about an even-handed, just look at the other side.
Okay. Now you talked about Palestinian leadership. Aren't they approved of and selected by the Palestinian people?
Oh, sure. I mean, would you believe that? Just like the Saudi family are elected by the people, and like the people in Bahrain, and like Saddam had elections.
I see what you mean.
They're selected by the people. And if you can't see through that, then you can't be very astute. The Middle East has been a place where the haves are in the minuscule minority, and the have-nots are what the masses constitute.
Mm-hmm.
And the best life that any Arab has are the Arabs that live in Israel and have Haifa Hospital and Israeli education and the protection of the Israeli state, who give them a lifestyle that they could not possibly have anywhere in any other country.
Well, let me get your opinion, Bernie. This is Christmas, Christmas Eve to be specific. Do you think the core of the conflict is religious-based?
I think... I want to give you an overview.
Okay.
In the 14th century, Christianity was emerging from what we call the Dark Ages. It was the period of enlightenment. In the 1700s, when Voltaire came on the scene and the salons began, and Christianity up until that time had gone through a period of the Inquisition, when non-believers were slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the 1400th year of Christianity.
Okay.
Islam is now in the 1400th year since its existence. And I think there's some sort of a divine template where Islam has to flex itself. And what I'm hoping is that Islam, the peaceful part of Islam, will experience a period of enlightenment very shortly, in which they will understand that their best bet and their survival and the whatever proselytizing they choose to do on the planet will be through enlightenment and through peaceful methods and through getting along with their neighbors who are maybe Hindu or maybe Zoroastrian or maybe Jewish or rather Hebrew. And I think that I'm hoping that period, that time will come to be when people who observe, not the radical, the fundamentalist Islam believers, but all of those in Islam will come to that period of enlightenment.
So you do think it's religious-based?
I think it's strictly religious.
All right.
I think it's a small minority who are rocking the boat. And it happened in Christianity. It happened in the Hebrew tribes of the seven tribes of Israel. Mm-hmm. And it is also happening now with Islam.
Bernie, thank you for your call.
But Israel, we should say... The people in the Middle East, the Arab people, the masses, should be beholden to and say, thank God that there is an Israel.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bernie.
Bye-bye.
AM 1150, this is the Christmas Eve version of the Enid Goldstein program. AM 1150, KNRC.
Sit very still.
Don't fidget while I talk to you.
You won't want to miss a word. AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Enid Goldstein. Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you.
Get a classic start on your New Year's Eve celebration at Betcher Concert Hall with A Night in Vienna, featuring Strauss, Mozart, and more on Wednesday, December 31st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at all King Super's Tickets West outlets and online at coloradosymphony.org.
And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100.
Some people prefer the right wing. Others prefer the left wing. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. Our diverse lineup of talk show hosts features more viewpoints and perspectives than any other Denver talk station. Join Greg Dobbs from 6 to 10 a.m. Bill O'Reilly from 10 to noon. Enid Goldstein from noon to 3. Doug Kellett from 3 to 6. Dominic and Bill from 6 to 9 p.m. Lionel from 9 to midnight, followed by Alan Combs. Get your side, get their side. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Merry Christmas.
is AM 1150 KNRC. It is the Christmas Eve version of the Enid Goldstein program. December 24th, 2003, Christmas Eve. Just about all over the world, or at least half of it, actually. 303-382-1150 is the number if you wish to correspond with us in an oral manner. You know, one of the most famous editorials ever run in an American newspaper happened on Christmas Eve in 1897. That's right. It was originally printed in the New York Sun, and it was written by a Mr. Francis P. Church. The editorial itself was a reply to a query from 8-year-old Virginia O'Hanlon. Young Miss O'Hanlon had questions about the existence of Santa Claus, so she wrote her favorite local newspaper to find the truth. Here's the editorial. We take pleasure in answering this prominently the communication below, expressing at the same time our great gratification that its faithful author is numbered among the friends of the New York Sun. Here's the letter. I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the Sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Signed, Virginia O'Hanlon. The reply from the New York Sun. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus. You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if you did not see Santa coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not, but that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. AM 1150, KNRC. You might as well assume that there's no newsman. But here to dispel that rumor is Tim McLaughlin.
Thanks, Jerome. Partly cloudy, 52 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Applebee's Holiday Gift Card. Officials at Denver International Airport have made some changes to the security checkpoints where cars are being randomly searched. Officials say that with the changes, along with less traffic and fewer gawkers, traffic coming into DIA should flow more smoothly than it did yesterday when there were huge backups. Authorities in Adams County say they may wait until early next year to make
make a decision about filing charges in the shooting of a 14-year-old boy at a slumber party early Monday morning. Three boys were looking at a .22-caliber rifle when it went off, shooting one of them. For the 46th straight Christmas, NORAD will be tracking Santa Claus as he makes his journey around the world. This year, Santa can be tracked online at NORADSanta.org or by calling toll-free 1-877-HI-NORAD. That's 1-877-446-6723. In sports, the holiday brings with it a couple of days off for Colorado's pro teams. The Avs skate into St. Louis to take on the Blues on Friday. Nuggets get back in action Friday as well at the Pepsi Center against the Houston Rockets. Denver Bronco coach Mike Shanahan said today that both running back Clinton Portis and right guard Dan Neal will sit out this Sunday's game in Green Bay because of injuries. What's easy to mail requires no gift wrapping, comes in everyone's size, and can be used at over 1,500 locations nationwide. Applebee's gift cards, of course. Stop by and pick up yours today. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 1:37.
Frankly, it's difficult to imagine that a breed of men as fierce and warlike as the Scots ever learned to embrace the niceties of a civilized life, much less advance them. I mean, there they were, traipsing around the wee glen in nothing but their bagpipes. And next thing you know, they've invented distilled liquor. Now it's Sean Connery, the Highland Games. Why, they're even making stained glass, right here in Colorado. Beautiful stained glass. Extraordinary, really, that everyone can appreciate, even men like myself. Real men, who don't feel the need to toss around telephone poles in a pathetic attempt to compensate for the notion that their forefathers wore skirts.
English swine. Hi, this is Martin Faith, the owner of Scottish Stained Glass. If you want to make a unique statement in your home, think leaded glass. It's private, beautiful to look at, and surprisingly affordable, with prices starting at just $145, including installation. For a free in-home consultation, call us at 303-766-3811. Holiday gift certificates are now available. 303-766-3811.
KNRC News Time is 1:38. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is a service of AT&T Wireless. Not a lot going on around the metro area right now. Even the high country is looking pretty good. You will see some congestion around the malls, of course, and also right around the DIA airport. A lot of people heading out there as well. For your most important calls, reach out on the wireless service. America Trust, AT&T Wireless. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC Traffic.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A dry and mild Christmas, but a cool down coming with maybe some snow over the weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds today, we'll be near 60 for our high, down to about 25 for the low Christmas Eve. Partly cloudy Christmas Day with a high of 52. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 51 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1:39. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Imagine that this blue Danube waltz was a photo created by an ordinary printer. Nice, but add a little water. And the color would run, leaving things a bit muddy. Not so when you use an Epson all-in-one. Because only Epson uses exclusive DuraBright inks for photos that actually resist damage from water on all paper types. So not only will this Danube start off blue, it'll stay that way. To learn more about brilliance that lasts, visit Epson.com.
Starting at around $149, the Epson Stylus CX5400 and CX6400 all-in-ones make perfect holiday gifts for all. Come see them, along with Epson's complete line of DuraBright products at OfficeMax.
KNRC Market Watch.
Mortgage rates are set to end 2003 at the lowest level in 38 years. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed loan fell again this week, 5.81% the level. Thanks to recently upbeat economic news and lower demand for mortgages, the industry's trade association says requests for mortgages fell nearly 7% last week. Shortened day for Wall Street today, and the markets closed lower, with the Dow Industrials down 36 points at 10,305. The S&P 500 slid 2 points. NASDAQ lost 6. Mad cow, the big story on Wall Street as traders tried to guess how the discovery in Washington State might affect certain restaurants and beef processors. McDonald's was the biggest loser on the Dow. Wendy's and Outback Steakhouse also closed lower. So did cows themselves. That cattle futures fell to their lowest allowable levels today on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I'm Joe Matthew from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
Ain't no use in saying there ain't no Santa Claus. Santa Claus is definitely here to stay in the mind. Ain't no use in saying there ain't no money in the bank for toys, 'cause it was put up a long time ago for a rainy day. Ain't no use in saying you don't love all your brats. I'm watching you hustle them off to play. Keep the family strong with a little faith and a little hope, and you can get along, 'cause Santa Claus is definitely here to stay. Ain't no use, Bob, in crying about spilled milk in the past, because all the cats had a feast. Ain't no use of worrying about who's doing the wrong. Just leave it to them and go away. Go away in peace. Ain't no use of saying what you're gonna do and what you ain't gonna do, 'cause within your power, you're doing your best. So release yourself and take some of that money in the bank and give yourself. Give yourself a rest. Giving up all of that. You might be the luckiest man in all the world. Just put one in the other hand and grab the other one and go on your driving trip. 'Cause I still say you're probably the luckiest man in the world. No use. It's better not to say what you think. Ain't no use. All right now, 'cause Santa Claus is here to stay. I wish I could get rid of these brats, 'cause you know you wouldn't take the world for them all. You say you wouldn't give a penny for one, but you are lying, son of a gun, 'cause they are yours and you want them all. So go on. I believe in everything you say, because Santa Claus so happy this year to stay. That's all. Have a good Christmas. I won't be there, but I'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one who hears this record. Have a good time. Leave your troubles in 1970. Start off 71 with a beautiful thought and love.
You heard it from the Godfather. Santa Claus is definitely here to stay. That ought to settle that. James Brown here at AM 1150 KNRC, just about 14 minutes before 2 o'clock. It's Christmas Eve, in case you didn't know. This is the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program. My name is Jerome Davis. Glad to be here for Miss Goldstein, who will return right here Monday afternoon at noon. We had been talking about Palestinians in Bethlehem and how they may be celebrating this Christmas Eve, 2003. Well, the Rapid City Journal, serving Rapid City, South Dakota, and in particular, a reporter, Lara Suktian. She may be able to tell us a bit about what's happening over in Bethlehem and how some of the Palestinian, how some of the Christian Palestinians are celebrating it. A diminished crowd of a few thousand people gathered in Bethlehem's Manger Square Wednesday for Christmas Eve festivities that have been overshadowed by 3 years of violence in the West Bank town. Palestinians and a smattering of tourists. Most visitors have stayed away due to the Israeli-Palestinian fighting. Watched as the convoy of Mikel Sabah, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, arrived in Bethlehem. Sabah, surrounded by Palestinian police and church officials, was greeted by Bethlehem's mayor and other Palestinian dignitaries. Sabah then entered the Church of the Nativity, built over the grotto where it is believed Jesus was born. Sabah was scheduled to officiate at a midnight mass. The hour-long procession into the church was marked by the paucity of spectators. Hundreds of thousands of tourists used to throng Bethlehem in the weeks before Christmas, and the large square neighboring the church would fill with people on Christmas Eve. This year, the few tourists and Palestinians complained about the police presence, the lack of religious feeling, and the state of Bethlehem itself, which, like most Palestinian towns and cities, has been hurt by the fighting. Despite the dreary conditions and gray, cold weather, Christmas carols rang through Manger Square and incense wafted nearby as priests and altar boys lined the entrance to the fortress-like church. Few of Bethlehem's usual decorations were in place. Many of the red, green, and blue lights strung over the streets around Manger Square were burned out. The Palestinian Authority, saying it lacks the money, refused the town its usual $100,000 decoration budget, forcing local officials to scrounge up $10,000 on their own. Palestinian Christians also complained that Israeli travel restrictions were making it hard for families to gather from across the West Bank for the holiday. A wall overlooking Manger Square was decorated with signs protesting a barrier Israel is building around the West Bank that also cuts off the edges of Bethlehem, near Jerusalem, from the rest of the town. Next to a large poster of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, a sign read, "Stop the Wall." Israel has barred Arafat, who in the past has attended the celebrations. He's been barred from Bethlehem for a third straight year. Despite the roadblocks into the town, security inside was very light. No one was being checked before entering the square, and a few dozen Palestinian police, some in blue camouflage uniforms, wandered around. Israel has used checkpoints, curfews, and closures to stop Palestinian suicide bombings that have killed more than 400 Israelis over the past 3 years. Israel said it planned to ease travel restrictions for Palestinian Christians over the holiday and facilitate entry past the roadblocks into Bethlehem. The army said it removed the West Bank blockade, making it easier for Palestinians to get to Bethlehem. Sort of a glimpse of what's happening with regard to Christian celebrations in Bethlehem this year. Call us if you like, 303-382-1150. You are listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Now I think you're ready for this.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Yeah.
What's all the buzz in the suburbs? Find out by subscribing to Buzz in the Burbs magazine. If you're looking for all the best places to eat, shop, travel, and have fun with the family, you'll find it in Buzz in the Burbs, the original lifestyle magazine for Denver suburbs. Buzz in the Burbs is a terrific resource with a wealth of information on fashion, food,
home, travel, health, education, local events, personalities, and more. Best of all, you can get the buzz delivered right to your door. If you're not on the mailing list, call Buzz in the Burbs at 303-689-7665 or visit www.buzzintheburbs.com now to subscribe. For just over $1 a month, you get all the buzz about your suburban community right in your mailbox every month. 40,000 active, affluent families rely on Buzz in the Burbs for great ideas on family living. For advertising information or to subscribe, call 303-689-7665 or check out the Buzz on the web at www.buzzintheburbs.com. Call 303-689-7665 today.
Going home for the holidays. An hour to the airport, 3 hours at the gate, two on the runway, and five in the air. Your traveling companion? One achy back. Unless you wear a Thermacare heat wrap. Thermacare gives you powerful pain relief for your back, neck, or shoulder. It's 8 hours of deep down heat, so tight muscles relax, and pain goes away. Get Thermacare in the pain reliever aisle. Because after flying, you gotta start driving.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Gain 1,000 pounds and feel good about it. Adopt a manatee for someone you love this holiday season. For a $25 annual membership, the Save the Manatee Club will send an adoption certificate, photo, and biography of a manatee, as well as a personalized holiday gift card. Help ensure the survival of an endangered species. For information, call the Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN or go to www.savethemanatee.org.
Don't fight traffic this holiday season. Take the number one way to get through the holiday rush. The Northwest Parkway is now open. Visit nwpky.org and learn how you can ride free this season.
Talk to Alan Combs.
Democrats need a vision. They can't keep doing what they're doing. And this frustrates me because I am a Democrat. I happen to think Democratic policies are the best for America, but they've done a lousy job of articulating them and showing America a vision for the future. You have Howard Dean who's saying, it's only a theory, but the Saudis told Bush about 9/11 before the fact. It's only a theory. Well, then don't say it, because people are going to think you're promoting that theory. You're not going to win saying that. Maybe you win the nomination, but you're not going to become president.
Alan Combs, late night, starting at midnight on AM 1150, KNR. I see.
Thank you.
1150 KNRC, Jimmy Smith, Jingle Bells. Before that, Tchaikovsky with the Nutcracker Suite. It's Christmas Eve, December 24th. This is the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program. Enid Goldstein returns right here Monday afternoon at noon here at KNRC. My name is Jerome Davis. Glad to be with you on Christmas Eve, taking a little different track instead of the usual talk show madness, if you will. We're trying to keep it Christmassy. I hope, you know, your Christmas is going as planned. Hope it's going well today. If you want to give us a call, if you wish to correspond with us in an oral manner, shall we say, all you need to do is call us, 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. And in case you didn't know, the website is back up and running, and, you know, you can get some of this Christmas music static-free over the Internet, www.knrcradio.com. That's where you need to go to check us out over the Internet and find a bunch of other interesting stuff, too, www.knrcradio.com. We've got just about 1 hour left in the Enid Goldstein program for this Christmas Eve, and we got a few more jams to throw at you. Hope you can come back during the 2 o'clock hour and join us for the final portion of the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program. My name is Jerome Davis. The Other Side of the Glass features Jordan Lyles and Casey Fager. They're helping me to bring this program to you, and we do hope you're enjoying it. One more hour left of the Enid Goldstein experience. You will come back and join us, I'm sure.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 51 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the 17 John Elway showrooms. Officials at DIA think they have got a handle on the inbound traffic situation. Yesterday, TSA-mandated checkpoints resulted in gigantic backups on Peña Boulevard. The airport's Steve Snyder says the checkpoints have been tweaked.
It's going much more smoothly right now. A big part of it is today's a lot slower travel day than yesterday was. and also relocating the checkpoints, having two separate checkpoints now, one on the west side and one on the east side of the terminal, has seemed to help as well.
Snyder says part of the problem yesterday was the Curiosity slowdown.
We had a very large Curiosity slowdown out here yesterday. I think that was a contributing factor to it. And just like on any other interstate or large road, when you have traffic that backs up and you have a lot of volume coming into it, once you lose control of it, it tends to snowball. I think that's what we saw yesterday.
Snyder says with more checkpoints, less traffic, and fewer gawkers, folks should have an easier time getting into DIA today. The Colorado State Patrol is conducting an intensive holiday DUI enforcement effort running through the January 4th at 3 a.m. Close to 650 CSP troopers, along with more than 1,300 officers from 73 law enforcement agencies across the state, are participating in the mobilization, which is a nationwide event this holiday season. The Colorado State Patrol says even first-time offenders can pay more than $10,000 in fees and fines. Among the costs a DUI offender can expect to pay are a car towing bill, bail, attorney's fees, alcohol education classes, and increases in auto insurance. Some tips from the State Patrol for people to celebrate responsibly are offering to be the designated driver, taking the keys from someone who shouldn't be driving, calling a cab, or letting a friend stay overnight. Last year, more than 1,300 DUI arrests were made during the holiday crackdown. Someone may become a multimillionaire just in time for Christmas. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be worth an estimated $137 million. That's the ninth largest prize in the history of the multi-state lottery. Lottery officials say for someone choosing the 30-year annuity, the payout would be more than $3 million annually. They say that's enough to buy 42 BMWs a year or to order 4,000 pizzas a week. The current run began November 8th, and Saturday was the 13th consecutive draw without being hit. Powerball is played in Colorado and 23 other states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. With the U.S. terror threat level at high, three Air France flights bound for the U.S. have been grounded today and tomorrow amid security concerns. The French Prime Minister's office has stated that the flights were canceled based on information from the U.S.-France anti-terrorism effort. There have been three separate attacks by so-called insurgents in Iraq today, including one on the Sheraton Hotel in Baghdad. While there have been no reports of casualties there, three U.S. troops were killed in a bomb blast north of Baghdad today, and a suicide bombing in the city of Arbil left at least four dead. The mad cow scare in Washington State has taken a huge bite out of the cattle market at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. While the news sent a ripple through Wall Street, it sent shockwaves through the trading pits today. The world sets beef prices based on the Chicago contract. And Chuck Levitt with Aileron Trading Corporation says the scare sent futures contracts to their limit down.
There's over 100,000 contracts of futures open as far as the Chicago Mercantile Exchange live cattle contract, each one of them losing $600 in one day, and that's just permissible for this day. On Friday, it could lose another 150 points.
Levitt says next Monday, the limit down expands to 300 points per contract per day, and eventually the scare could cost contracts hundreds of millions of dollars. Meanwhile, Levitt expects gain futures to also suffer losses if Japan, South Korea, and others continue with their beef import bans. Losses will also be suffered by meat processors, distributors, freight haulers, and feed suppliers, all linked to the 2.6 billion pounds U.S. export meat market. A light trading session on Wall Street ended with stocks lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 36 points. The S&P 500 declined 2 points. The NASDAQ down 6 points. In sports, the holiday brings a few days off for Colorado's pro teams. Both the Avs and the Nuggets will be back in action on Friday. The Avs will be in St. Louis against the Blues, while the Nuggets welcome the Houston Rockets to the Pepsi Center. On Sunday, the Broncos wrap up their regular season in Green Bay against the Packers. Denver coach Mike Shanahan told reporters today that neither running back Clinton Portis nor right guard Dan Neal will be in Sunday's game. Still driving a car with big payments? The 17 John Elway showrooms want to swap cars with you. You'll end up making lower payments and have a new car. Let John Elway take your old car and lower your monthly payments. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Brenda at Golden Triangle Wines and Spirits is here with me. And, Brenda, I need your help about champagne. For example, I need some good bottles for gifts, an inexpensive one to drink with friends, maybe even an expensive case to throw a party or two.
Well, Doug, I've got sparkling wine and champagne to fit all three of those categories. I've got Paris Cuvée and Nicolas Feuillat, Paul Justine and Raja Colon, and Tino, all wonderful, under $30, in the $10 to $15 range, some Spanish cava. Cava is made like real champagne. They require require them to use quality grapes, and they do real second fermentation. Avino Cava, Marques de Galida. And then for toasts, I've also got an inexpensive cava for $6.49 a bottle called Marques de Monastrell. It's a wonderful bottle of wine, wonderful bottle of sparkling.
Well, Brenda, I knew you'd have the right answer. Golden Triangle Wines and Spirits, convenient location, 12th and Broadway.
Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, where variety, pricing, and convenience intersect at the corner of 12th and Broadway. Call 303-893-8437.
KNRC News Time is 2:06. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is a service of Blockbuster, and we got some problems. Southbound I-25 is really crowded for some reason. Can't figure out what it is, but it's going to be from about Bellevue on down past the Tech Center, so watch for that. Westbound C-470 at Quincy, we have an accident. Also, we have a bit of a problem with a vehicle on fire at I-270 at Vasquez on the westbound side. Holidays are family time, and they're great for movies and games. Blockbuster will be open Christmas Eve, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Christmas Day, noon to 10 p.m. Happy holidays from Blockbuster. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We've got some snow expected over the weekend, but none for Christmas Day under a big dome of high pressure with a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. A high near 60. Fair skies for Santa's big ride tonight as we drop back into the mid-20s, and it'll be partly cloudy and around 52 on Christmas Day. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 53 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
Wow, you really did come back. 7.5 minutes after 2 o'clock, the final hour of the Enid Goldstein extravaganza, the Christmas Eve version here at AM 1150 KNRC. This next one is kind of a sad one. It comes to us courtesy of the Christian Science Monitor. It was written by Jeremy Meyer. A 9-year-old girl singing a Christmas carol for her school choir breaks down into tears, realizing her soldier father, who's fighting in Iraq, won't be home for the holidays. A 3-year-old totes photos of her dad, who's in Iraq, crumpling them and smearing them with kisses. An 11-year-old asks his mom for an impossible gift for his stepfather to walk through the door on Christmas. The past 9 months have been difficult for families of soldiers at Fort Carson, an army post south of Colorado Springs. About 11,000 troops were deployed from Fort Carson to Iraq in April. Most aren't expected to return until spring. Military families are used to such absences, but this is different. This is war. Soldiers have been dying. This community is reaching out with efforts that are sometimes firm, but often faltering, to capture communal and familial themes that mark the season. Some see Christmas and New Year's as mile markers on a road to eventual reunions with their loved ones. Most are dealing with the holidays by gathering with friends and family or leaning on the support of the community. Non-military families have adopted some families. Churches are buying presents or offering food. Merchants are giving discounts to Fort Carson kin. In many homes, Christmas trees will stay up through the spring with packages underneath for returning soldiers and their stockings full, dangling from the mantles. Got a Christmas comment that you want to lay on us? 303-382-1150. We're still taking your calls. 303-382-1150.
good morning blues. Blues, how do you do? Good morning blues. Blues, how do you do? Babe, I feel all right, but I come to worry you. Babe, it's Christmas time, and I wanna see Santa Claus. Babe, it's Christmas time, and I wanna see Santa Claus. Don't show me my pretty baby, I'll break all of the laws. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Don't send me nothing for Christmas, but my baby back to me.
this time of the year, which we call Christmas, people full of cheer. Oh, and kitties so wishful, but most of all, to make it complete, there's you, the mistletoe, and me. Look at the flames in the fireplace. Embrace each other. And Mother Nature's clad in white. Ooh, what a thing for lovers, yeah. And through the house, all is serene. Just you, the mistletoe. Listening to the sounds that come with your time as they flow from near and far. Looking in your eyes as they're bright and shining with the glow of a distant star. Fate is Santa Claus, and Cupid's his helper. I'm so grateful because, ooh, they brought us together. And we will always be just you, the mistletoe and me. Oh, you, Mama, I say you.
AM 1150, KNRC, Isaac Hayes, You, the Mistletoe, and Me, preceded by an instrumental from Jim Brickman, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We began with the Count Basie Orchestra, Jimmy Rushing on the vocals, Good Morning Blues, just about 20 minutes after 2 o'clock. In case you've been in a cave for the past few hours or so, yeah, it's Christmas Eve, the 24th day of December here in 2003. The Enid Goldstein program is what you're listening to. Jerome Davis sitting in for Enid Goldstein on this date, Christmas Eves of the Past, 1980. Americans remembered the U.S. hostages in Iran by burning candles or shining lights for 417 seconds, 1 second for each day of their captivity. And we do have short memories, in case you've forgotten. It was a mere 1 year ago, Christmas Eve of 2002, that Saddam Hussein said in an address read on television that Iraqis were ready to fight a holy war against the United States. Somewhat prophetic, maybe? 20 and a half minutes after 2 o'clock, it's the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
From baby steps to giant strides, we'll keep you informed every step of the way. AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, my name is Allison, and I met my fiancé Daniel at eHarmony.com.
My name is Rob, and I met my wife on eHarmony.com.
My name is Brenda, and I met my fiancé Tom on eHarmony.com.
There's a reason why couples who meet on eHarmony.com are falling in love and getting married. Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Successful relationships always begin with broad-based compatibility. That's why at eHarmony.com we match you based on 29 dimensions of compatibility.
It helps you to figure out you, then it helps you to find that person that you are most compatible with.
You're learning intimate things about the person right from the very beginning.
There's a depth to eHarmony that the other sites don't have.
Log on to eHarmony.com and see for yourself why more eHarmony.com matches result in marriage than any online dating service. Do it right now and get your $40 personality profile free.
AM 1150, KNRC is proud to continue a Denver broadcast tradition. The State of Colorado, produced in conjunction with the Denver Press Club and Rocky Mountain Reflections. The State of Colorado is where Greg Dobbs hosts a panel of Denver journalists discussing the major stories of the week every Friday morning from 8 to 9:30. It's the most in-depth analysis and perspective on Denver radio. The State of Colorado is brought to you in part by Denver Center Attractions and International Optique. Friday mornings at 8 on AM 1150, KNRC.
Nobody seen Santa on Christmas when he steals down the chimney with care. Wouldn't it be so revealing? Oh, if Santa had black kinky hair. I know his cheeks wouldn't be rosy, but still you could tell the man was cold when you saw his red underwear peeking over his soulful, soulful jello. Santa is a fine soul, brother. He loves all his fellow men. He'll do anything for you. At least he'll do what he can. Now, no matter what he looks like, and no matter what you've been told, there's the one thing about old Santa. The man's got soul, he's got soul, he's got soul. I said he's got soul, he's got soul, he's got soul. He's gotta have soul. He's got soul. He's got soul.
Hey, what do you want for Christmas? Don't tell me, I know what. You want to see a soul Santa, huh? Soulful Santa. Good. It's beautiful. He's got soul, he's got soul, he's got soul. I said he's got soul, soul, soul. He's got to have soul, 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 real soul. Let me hear you, children. Soul, soul.
Bicycle for Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
listening in the lane. Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Circus clown, we'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, an outer space convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be oh so good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Santa honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel Lord, here, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, there's one thing I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Yeah, baby, I'm there. AM 1150, KNRC, Eartha Kitt with her Christmas list, Santa Baby. Before that, Winter Wonderland by Shirley Horn, preceded by Brave Combo with their version of O Christmas Tree. And we began with Brooke Benton, Soul Santa. 303-382-1150 for your Christmas comments on the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein Show here at AM 1150 KNRC. And here's the journalistic Santa Claus himself, Mr. Tim McLaughlin.
Yeah, I've got the beard and everything, you know.
Yeah, but not the belly from what I understand.
Oh, I'm trying.
Yeah, yeah.
Need to work out a little this week, though.
Don't we all?
Thanks, Jerome. Partly cloudy, 51 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by XL Energy. Officials at DIA have made some changes to the TSA-mandated security checkpoints to help traffic flow more smoothly. Plus, with less traffic at the airport today, we're not seeing the huge backups that we had on Pena Boulevard yesterday. Colorado State Treasurer has a plan to help the state bring in visitors. Mike Kaufman says he wants to sell about $80 million in unclaimed stocks and bonds being held by the state. He'd then take the proceeds, put them in a trust fund, and use the interest to push tourism in Colorado. Frontier Airlines has joined up with Operation Hero Miles to help troops on leave get home for free. The organization gets donations of frequent flyer miles to give to those military personnel coming home on leave from Afghanistan and Iraq. In sports, Colorado's pro teams are enjoying a few days off for the holidays. Both the Nuggets and Avs will be back in action Friday. The Nuggets playing host to the Houston Rockets, the Avs traveling to St. Louis to face the Blues. Denver Bronco coach Mike Shanahan said today that both running back Clinton Portis and right guard Dan Neal will sit out this Sunday's game in Green Bay because of injuries. This Sunday will be the last regular season game for the Broncos. Do you have questions about why the cost of natural gas is rising? Questions about energy conservation ideas? Go to xlenergy.com today for answers. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:37.
Do you sometimes wish that CNN Crossfire used real bullets? Did Geraldo lift the fog of war for you? Is the Saudi royal family as inbred as Buckingham Palace? PlayingPolitics2004.com has the answer to these and 102 other pressing political questions. If you secretly prefer same-sex marriage because you know it won't create any more Democrats, or you don't really care who carries California in November, just as long as they carry it further out into the Pacific Ocean, then Playing Politics 2004 is required reading. Get involved in the political debate, because remember, you live in a free democracy where every 4 years, our political leaders wish to be black, gay, poor, Hispanic, Southern, Northern, liberal, conservative, but most of all, re-elected. Playing Politics 2004 decks can be purchased at the Tattered Cover Bookstores, the Artisan Center in Cherry Creek, or at www.playingpolitics2004.com.
KNRC News Time is 2:38. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by Applebee's Holiday Gift Card. I-25 southbound at 225. Watch for a center lane stall. Southbound I-25 at Colorado, we have a semi-stalled in traffic. That's going to cause people a lot of problems heading down south. Highway 128 at Highway 121. Watch for an accident. That's going to be westbound 128. It's a motorcycle crash. What's easy to mail, requires no gift wrapping, comes in everyone's size, and can be used at over 1,500 locations nationwide. Applebee's gift cards, of course. Stop by and pick up yours today. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A steady little cool down is going to put us back in the 20s and 30s over the weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds around the Denver area today, we'll get up close to 60 for our high. Mainly clear tonight with a low around 25. Partly cloudy Christmas Day with highs in the low 50s. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 51 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:39. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
LendingTree.com presents today's home mortgage tip. Financing is available for homebuyers who realize the benefits of energy conservation. It's called an energy-efficient mortgage, and it's available for both purchasing and refinancing, including conventional fixed-rate and adjustable-rate mortgages. Monthly savings from energy efficiency can be used to qualify borrowers for a larger mortgage. To qualify, you must obtain a Home Energy Rating System report. This message was brought to you by LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win.
When we bought this house, I really loved all the open space nearby.
Me too.
Too bad our real estate agent never mentioned what they had planned for that space.
Four! Yeah, too bad.
Want to find the right real estate agent for you? At LendingTree.com, you choose from up to four agents certified by LendingTree and get up to a $2,000 gift card. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
KNRC Market Watch.
Wall Street's major averages wrapped up this abbreviated Christmas Eve session in the red. The Dow Industrials lost 36 points. The Nasdaq fell 5.5 points. And the S&P 500 shed 2 points. Investors focused on news of the country's first case of mad cow disease. That sent shares of several restaurant chains lower. For instance, McDonald's, the Dow's worst percentage performer, sinking 5%. Wendy's fell $1.87. Outback Steakhouse lost $2.23 a share. But there were some winners on the news. Chicken producers Pilgrim's Pride and Sanderson Farms both rose more than 11% on the day. Elsewhere, gold was shining bright this Christmas Eve. Futures closed near $413 an ounce, the highest level in almost 8 years. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow was down 36 points. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fire sign is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas we'll be a
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny little tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Love and joy come to you, and to you your carol too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year.
Say it.
You're absolutely correct.
Don't spray it. AM 1150, KNRC.
We'll be back with more music, but first a look at weather. Here's meteorologist Tom Sparks.
Thanks, Chad. There's a front moving in from the south, which is going to mix with warm air, giving us the distinct possibility for showers over the next few days. In fact, some of them are going to be big soakers, let me tell you. However, if you're planning any outdoor activities for the weekend, I have good news.
So it's going to be clear?
No, I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
The Curtis Arts and Humanities Center announces Live Art, an exhibit designed and coordinated by members of the Greenwood Village Teen Art Board. The exhibit features a 16 by 8 foot mural expressing the teens' outlook on today's art and a room of my own, utilizing objects from their homes. Located at 2349 Orchard Road in Greenwood Village, the Curtis Arts and Humanities Center offers a variety of art and admission is free. For hours and information, call 303-797-1779.
Don't fight traffic this holiday season. Take the number one way to get through the holiday rush. The Northwest Parkway is now open. Visit nwpky.org and learn how you can ride free this season.
Celebrate the holidays by giving toys to seriously ill children. Donate a new unwrapped toy at your local Starbucks between now and December 25th. And for ideas, stop by Kazoo & Company in Cherry Creek. They're donating 10% off the price of all toys purchased for the Holiday Angel Toy Drive to the Starlight Children's Foundation. Just mention to the cashier you're donating the toy to the Starbucks Starlight Toy Drive. So bring a new unwrapped toy to your local Starbucks store and help brighten the smile of a seriously ill child this holiday season.
Christmas trees, take a shawl from the bureau, cover your knees, send a card to the widow, see what she needs, and for the gift of a giving you will receive, you will receive, you will see smiles on the faces of children, warmth in the places you go, you will feel love from the love that you've given.
KNRC. It's the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program. Jerome Davis sitting in for Enid Goldstein, who, I promise you, will return this Monday afternoon at 12 noon. It'll be business as usual on the Enid Goldstein program, beginning Monday afternoon at noon. Prior to Bill Withers, who you just heard, the Christmas song sung by Mel Torme. Before that, Blue Christmas, Elvis Presley. And before Elvis Presley, it was The Whispers with This Christmas. We're winding up things for the Christmas Eve edition here on the Enid Goldstein program, but we still got time for your call. 303-382-1150 if you wish to correspond with us one last time this Christmas Eve afternoon.
303-382-1150.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
AM 1150, KNRC, and we've got time for Joan. You still there, Joan?
Yes, I am.
How you doing in Littleton?
Pardon?
How are things in Littleton?
Oh, I'm busy preparing for tomorrow, but I wanted to say how much I've enjoyed the music, and I always enjoy listening to you whenever you're on.
Well, thank you very much, Joan.
Haven't called earlier. It's just that there's lots of people listening, I'm sure, and enjoying it.
I hope so. I think I can feel the spirit, Joan, but thank you very much for your kind words.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's going to do it for the Christmas Eve edition of the Enid Goldstein program. Thank you very much, Joan. You helped us in on a very happy note. Stay tuned. Lots of other good Christmas things coming your way all day today on AM 1150, KNRC.
Happy holidays from AM 1150 KNRC, Littleton, Denver.
AP Network News, I'm Lisa Meyer. U.S. officials not happy that their French counterparts are telling us that a half dozen Air France flights to the U.S. have been canceled because of security concerns. People at the Homeland Security Department were hoping to keep the information quiet and nab some of the people involved in the apparent terrorist plot. A spokesman for the French prime minister says American authorities believe two or three suspicious people, possibly Tunisian nationals, were planning to board the flights. All of the flights were bound for Los Angeles. Most were nonstop.
The U.S. passed on some intelligence, apparently, to France and asked the French government to cancel these Air France flights. And the French government has said the cancellations were prompted on information that was obtained, quote, in the framework of the French-American fight against terrorism.
That's correspondent Jocelyn Gecker in Paris. Two of the flights were supposed to be on their way to the U.S. right now. Another was scheduled to leave for the U.S. on Christmas night. The return flights have also been canceled. The official close of the holiday shopping season is still a couple of hours away, but the major retailers say even the last-minute buying surge won't help their bottom lines much. A healthy increase in sales had been expected, but analysts say that the figures should wind up being just about what they were last year. Government sources are now telling us that the source of the mad cow case is the Sunny Dean Dairy.